everyone, and welcome to podcast number 12 with Blue Lotus and me, Jill Amerson. So today's podcast is all about the shoulders and the arms. So we're going to be opening, strengthening, and connecting to the energetic channels that flow through this space. So the energy lines that flow from the chest to the fingers energize the heart, and the energy lines that flow in the back body from the fingers to the shoulders energize the small intestine. So the heart pumps the nutrient-rich blood around our bodies, giving us lots of nourishment and clearing away any waste. And the small intestine controls nourishment in the digestive system. So when these two energy lines are functioning optimally, we have increased vitality, increased passion, and can really blossom and bloom. So to begin our practice today, let's take a comfortable seated position. So ideally, if it's okay for you to kneel, then I'd love for you to take that. You can always pop a blanket or a block in between your butt and your heels. Otherwise, you know, any other comfortable seat is just fine. Even sitting in a chair will work for the beginning of our practice today. So just taking a few moments to settle down, elevate your spine, ground down through the sit bones, whether it be into your heels, into a blanket, or into the earth. And we're just going to get steady and still for a few moments. Let's just close the eyes. Just focus on the breath. Breathing in and out smoothly through the nose. And just allowing yourself to settle. Finding a regular, even breath, allowing it to move freely through the body. And we're going to begin our practice today by just traveling through this area of the shoulder and arms and locating a few of the energy points, the mama points in this space. So mamas are points that stimulate the nadis, the channels of energy that are flowing through our bodies. So mamas are sensitive zones and used in acupressure. So they're those tender, soft points through the body. Also used in Chinese medicine and Indian martial arts like Kalari. And also, of course, we stimulate the nadis, these energetic zones, with our asana practice too. So gently opening your eyes, and we're going to take our right middle finger and we're going to bring it up towards the left shoulder. And as you kind of pass by the collarbone working towards the back of the shoulder, you find a little kind of groove, a little divot in the shoulder. So I'd like for you just to take an in-breath and press that middle finger down into that left shoulder divot. And as you exhale, just slightly increase the pressure through the finger. And then just gently release the finger there. We're going to allow our right hand to travel down just below the shoulder to the edge of the pectoral muscle in the chest. And again, as you inhale, press into that space. As you exhale, just slightly increase the pressure there. Great, and then just release it. We're going to take the thumb to that spot, just on the pectoral edge there, and take the hand under the armpit, into the centre of the armpit. And the mama point in here just helps to release muscular tension, helps to drain the lymphatic system. So taking an in-breath, pressing in, and as you exhale, just increase the pressure just a little. Great. Let's take the middle finger now of that right hand just down to the outer shoulder. And just down to where the deltoid muscle becomes a tendon. Taking an in-breath. And exhaling. Great. Let's just flex the bicep now. So just seeing that where that lovely muscle kind of arcs up. And in the center of that muscle, if you place your right thumb, You can relax your arm now. Just place your right thumb into that space, into the middle of the bicep, into the ani mama. And as you inhale, press a little. As you exhale, just increase the intensity just a little bit. You might feel there's maybe any tenderness or sense more sensitivity in some of these mama spots than others. Let's release that now. Travel down to the outer edge of your elbow. So as you kind of bend the elbow a little, right in the center there of the outer arm and on the kind of elbow, just gently press there. And this is the Kupara Mama. And on our left side here, it just helps to regulate and control the spleen and the pancreas. Good. Let's release that. And we're going to take our thumb now to the center point of the wrist. So you'll obviously find that little bone there going through the center. So just slightly off center towards the ulna, the bobbly side of your wrist. And just pressing there gently as you inhale, increasing the pressure a little as you exhale into the manibandha. So increasing the energy flow into the hand. So particularly good if you have issues with the wrist and the hand or the fingers. Great, and then taking the thumb right into the heart of the palm, the Tala Harideya. So this is the middle of the palm. So just pressing as you inhale and exhale softly, pressing a little bit more. Great point for releasing negativity and stress. And then bringing the thumb to the pad of that kind of mound underneath your left thumb. So just pressing gently there. And the thumb pad is really said to be associated with the digestive system. So it helps to increase the agni, increase our internal fire. And then just flipping the hand over and in that webbing between the index and the thumb, just pressing your right thumb down into that space. So this is a great space just to get the energy moving, the prana moving through the whole of the body. And then releasing and taking your right thumb now to the very base of your little fingernail. So just underneath the fingernail, just pressing a little and releasing, and then to the next finger, the ring finger, same again. And to the middle finger. And then when you get to the index finger, just the mama point here is just slightly off center towards the thumb. So just the energy center there, just more towards the thumb side of the index. And then to the base of the thumb. And then we're going to travel through those mama points onto the other side. So using your left hand now, your left middle finger, just allow it to travel up to that divot on the top of your right shoulder. Breathing in, pressing, and exhale, slightly increasing the pressure. And bringing your finger down now to the edge of the pectoral muscle, just below the shoulder. And keeping the thumb on the edge of that pec, and then taking your hand underneath your armpit into the center of the armpit. Great. Let's travel down now to the end of the deltoid, that muscle that wraps over the top of the shoulder, and take it, your finger down to where the end of the deltoid becomes a tendon. And and then traveling to the middle of the bicep. So you might want to flex the arm for a second so you can find where that kind of mound of muscle is. Find the center point there with your thumb and taking an in-breath and exhale, pressing a little more. Then taking your thumb down to that outer edge of the elbow. So into the center of the outer edge of the elbow. And on the right side here, as we gently press, we're beginning to stimulate and increase energy to our liver. And then traveling down to the center point of the wrist, again, just slightly off center, more towards the ulnar side, the Mani Bandha Mama. And then to the heart of the palm, releasing all that negativity. For some of us, this spot can feel particularly tender. To the pad of the thumb. And to that webbing between thumb and index. And to the base of the fingernail, the little finger to start. Ring finger. Middle finger. And index. Just slightly off center, more towards the thumb here. And then to the thumb itself. Great, just take a moment. Let the backs of your hands rest on your lap. Let the arms and shoulders just relax. Just pausing and noticing the effects on your energetic body. Perhaps you feel a little lighter. Perhaps you can already feel the flow of energy moving a little more freely. So opening the nadis through the arms into the heart. And the small intestine. Great, so let's continue to sit exactly where we are. We're going to take our arms out to shoulder height. You can let your elbows just soften a little bit like prana mudra, just elbows, you know, roughly about shoulder height. So then, like your palms face up to the sky, spread out your fingers. As you inhale, roll the arms back, and as you exhale, roll the shoulders and the arms forwards. And just moving in between those two spaces. Notice as the arms go forwards, how your back broadens, the shoulders spread out wide. And as the arms roll back, the elbows come in a little. We can feel out and reach through the fingers. And let the heart be buoyant and lifted. So just a couple more times, feeling that rotation through the shoulder girdle. Great, and then letting your arms release down to your sides. As you inhale, squeeze the shoulders up to the ears. And as you exhale, just let them drop down into the back. As you inhale, squeeze the shoulder blades up, and exhale, release them down. Inhaling, shoulder blades rising. Exhale, shoulder blades releasing. Inhale, shoulder blades rising. Exhale and releasing. And just once more. Lovely. Let's take the arms out in front of us now. So arms up at about shoulder height. Palms facing in, so the arms and palms are parallel, thumbs pointing up towards the sky. I'd love you to, as you inhale, roll the shoulders up around the ears. And as you exhale, roll them back and down, wrapping the deltoid around the outer arms. As you inhale, roll them up, So the palms slightly rotate towards the floor. And as you exhale, rolling the little fingers and the eyes of the elbows, inner eyes of the elbows, towards each other. Once more, inhaling up around the ears, exhaling back and down. And one more time, inhale up and exhale down. And then from here, let's maintain that kind of wrapping and the shoulders moving back and down. And then just bend the elbows, bring the palms together. So the elbows and the shoulders are kind of 90 degrees. And then press the palms together. And you can just feel that opening across the front of the chest, the engagement of the pectoral muscles. Great. And let's release and lower the arms down. So if you're not in a cross-legged position, bringing yourself into cross-legged, you can stretch out your legs first and give your ankles a little roll around if you need to. So from this cross-legged position, let's take our left hand out by the side of the left hip, and we're just going to slide it away from us. Keep that right sitting bone firmly anchored. And then as you inhale, sweep the right arm over by the right ear, reaching through the fingertips, perhaps towards the top corner of the room. Roll the right shoulder back. Turn to look up towards the sky if it's appropriate for your neck. You can keep sliding that left hand away, maybe even taking the forearm or the elbow towards the floor. But do keep rolling the right side chest up to the sky, the right shoulder rolling back. Take an in-breath coming on up, and let's do the same on the other side. Right hand down alongside right hip. Slide it out as you reach the left arm up on a diagonal to the top corner of the room. Rolling the shoulder back, opening the armpit. Looking up to the sky and breathing fully. As you inhale, gently coming back up. As you exhale, release and lower the hands down. We're going to bring ourselves over now onto all fours. And we're going to tuck the toes under behind us. Have the heels of the hands just under your shoulders, spreading out your fingers. You're going to rock your hips back towards your heels and press yourself back into downward facing dog. So the action that we used just a few moments ago of rolling the shoulders back and down and wrapping the deltoid around the upper arms now. See if you can find that in your first downward dog. Feel free to have bent knees to soften out the hamstrings or the lumbar. But just see if you can find that same action, that same spaciousness and openness across the back door to the heart, spreading the shoulders, broadening the upper back. Let's rise onto the toes now as you inhale. And you're going to walk, step, or float the feet between the hands, coming into a forward bend. Root down through the feet as you inhale, rise up to the sky, reaching up. And as you exhale, bring the hands down through the midline into Anjali Mudra. Namaste at your heart space. As you inhale, sweep the arms out, around, and up to the sky. As you exhale, fold from the hips, bent knees or straight legs, and exhale. Stay connected with the floor, the feet, or your shins with your hands. And as you inhale, draw the belly in, push the heart forwards, extend the spine. Exhale, and bow through the crown of the head to the earth. Inhale. Gather some length along your side waist and exhale and bow. Inhale, lengthen from tail to crown. Exhale and and bow. Inhale, coming up halfway and stepping back to the top of a push-up to plank position. Press the floor away with an in-breath. As you exhale, you can pop the knees down if you wish to, but just go down halfway, bending the elbows, letting them graze your side ribs. Inhale, pressing back up. And exhale, elbows bend into your side ribs. Inhale, lift up through the side waist. And exhale, and go back down. Inhale, pressing up, and this time exhale all the way down onto your belly. Press the pubic bone, click the toenails down. Inhale, lifting, rising, climbing through the spine to Bhujangasana, Cobra. And exhale, making your way back to Downward Facing Dog. Stepping the feet on the midline of the mat. As you inhale, let's take the right leg up to the sky. Squeeze knee to navel, lifting the back door of your heart to the sky. Inhale, extend the leg straight back, spread the toes. Exhale, knee to navel, slightly rounding and lifting the heart. Inhale, radiate through the right foot as you extend it back. And exhale, squeeze knee to navel and then gently place the foot between the hands. Anchor the back heel. As you inhale, sweep the arms out to the sides, up to the sky, Virabhadrasana 1. Take an in-breath, get grounded, let the pelvis sink to the earth, let yourself root down. As you extend the right shin forwards and press your back heel down into the earth. Take an in-breath, as you exhale, take the arms out to the side and interlace the fingers behind your bum. Inhale, climb up the spine, lift the heart, look up. And as you exhale, lift the arms away from your back. Let the spine rise up. Press the back thigh up towards your knuckles. Inhale, burst the arms open back to Vira 1. And as you exhale, take the hands down, traveling through a vinyasa, top of a push-up. Exhaling, Chaturanga Dandasana or Half Chaturanga. Inhaling to Cobra or Up Dog. And exhale, Downward Facing Dog. Left side, feet together as you inhale. Lift the left leg, and exhale, squeeze left knee to navel. Inhale, extend it up and back. Exhale, squeeze it in. Inhale, spread the toes, push through the four corners of the foot. And exhale, squeeze in and then place it softly between the hands. Anchor the back heel. Inhale, rising up, Virabhadrasana 1. Shifting your weight on the front foot from heel to ball and on the back foot from ball to heel. Reach tall. Take an in-breath as you exhale. Interlace the fingers behind your bum. Inhale, rise up through the spine. Press the back thigh up to the hands. Lift the hands away. Open the heart. Inhale, burst the arms open, reach up, and exhale, take the hands down. Stepping back to the top of a push-up, exhale, Chaturanga or Half Chaturanga. Inhale, Up Dog or Cobra, and exhale, Downward Facing Dog. Take an in-breath here, and as you exhale, lower the knees down onto the floor. Sitting back onto your heels once again, taking a block, if you would like, or a blanket between your butt and your heels. And as you take an in-breath, take the arms out to the sides. And we're going to bring the arms around into Garudasana arms, eagle arms. So having the right arm over the left, wrap or double wrap. If that's difficult, you can always use a strap draped over the right webbing between index and thumb. Let it dangle down and just catch it with your left hand. But as you roll the shoulders back and down into the back, try to elevate the elbows up a little bit away from your chest and push the forearms away from your face and breathe. Lovely. We're going to reverse that twist. So extending the arms up to the sky, reverse the twist so that your left wrist is in front of your right, palms together, fingertips stretching up to the sky, arms back behind the ears. Maintain that connection with your core though. Try not to let your rib cage pop forwards. Draw the navel in and up. Keep those floating ribs anchored. Keep the chin parallel to the floor. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, you're going to allow your right forearm to drop down behind the back of your neck. Use your left hand on top of the right elbow, and you can just take a little pulsation here, just guiding the elbow more towards the center plane behind the back of the neck, and then letting it move out towards the right again. So breathing gently with that pulsation, encouraging the right forearm to move more centrally and press the elbow down. Let's keep that position with the right arm. We're going to take the left arm out to the side to shoulder height, roll the thumb down to the floor and bring the hand up the back, finding the right fingertips into Gomukhasana arms. Breathing gently, pressing the back of your skull against your right arm so that you're keeping the upper part of the back lovely and lengthened as opposed to rounding there. If you can't quite reach yet, just grab hold of your sweater or you can always use a strap there too. Take an in-breath here. Then as you exhale, gently release the arms. Bring the hands to Namaste in front of the heart and interlace the fingers and press your palms away. Keep the shoulders down into the back, just as we had them a few moments ago, rolling them back and down away from the ears. Let's try that on the other side. So taking the arms out wide as you inhale, as you exhale, left arm over right, double wrapping for Garudasana, eagle arms initially. Anchor the shoulders down, lift the elbows up, push the forearms away, and breathe. Feeling that space, that releasing between your shoulders. Don't forget you can always use a strap if double wrapping is tricky for you right now. And let's reverse that twist. So changing the twist, reaching the arms up straight to the sky. This time the right wrist will be in front of the left. Taking the arms back, straightening the arms just as much as you can. Let the shoulders move down into the back. Very tempting to let them sneak up towards the ears here. Try not to let that happen. And breathe. Keep the chin parallel, the face off. And then we're going to allow the left forearm to drop down behind the back of the neck. You can use your right hand on top of the left elbow to draw the elbow across and press the forearm down. And you can do that as a pulsation, so you don't need to hold it there. Just using the softness of your breath each time you exhale, guide the elbow in and press it down a little. See if you can open that left elbow just a little bit more, and the left shoulder. And then leaving the left arm where it is, take the right arm out to the side, rotate the thumb down to the floor, and bring the arm up the back, finding the fingertips into Gomukhasana arms. Keep the head pressing back into that upper arm. Stay connected to your core. And breathe softly. Wonderful. So from here then, let's release that gently. Bring the hands back to Namaste in front of the heart. Interlace the fingers. Take the opposite interlace if you can remember which one you did before. Opposite index closer to the thumbs and press the palms away. So really expanding through the back door of the heart. But keep those shoulders down. Don't let them sneak up. And let's release the hands now. Good. We're going to bring ourselves over onto all fours, and you're going to need your block now. So you're going to come over onto an all fours position and then come down onto your forearms. You're going to set yourself up so that your elbows are right underneath your shoulders. And you're going to make a little soft fist, but with your thumbs pointing up towards the sky like you're kind of hitchhiking. And then taking your block in between your hands so that you can press the kind of pinky side edge of your hands into the block. Your thumbs are kind of pointing away from your block. So from this kind of positioning, you might be able to feel that as you rotate there, it's exactly the same action with the shoulders. The shoulders are moving back and down, and they're wrapping around, creating stability for your shoulder girdle. From here, we're going to take the legs back, more like a downward dog. So this is almost like dolphin pose, isn't it? But taking the legs into the downward dog position and just squeezing. Try to maintain that action. You can press the kind of pinky side edge of your hands against the block. And you're moving the shoulders down. Don't let your shoulders go forwards or back. Keep them right over the elbows. And try to keep softness in your face. Really hard here sometimes to stop, prevent yourself from gritting your teeth as you press the arms down. Keep that length out of the shoulder. Let your head just relax. If you want to, you can walk your feet in a little bit closer towards you. So the hips are coming more over the shoulders, working towards Pinchamayurasana, the forearm balance. Good, soften the jaw, take an in-breath. And as you exhale, just gently lower down. And if you have tightness in your shoulders, I recommend that you stick with that variation, that hitchhiker dolphin variation here. But if you would like to progress more towards Pinchamayurasana, this time we're going to turn our palms down onto the floor. So palms down, still having the block there in between your hands. So the block is in between your index and thumb, your pads of your thumbs on the kind of underside of your block. But you've still got that half moon between your thumb and the block. In other words, you're not turning the hands out at all to try and get that webbing flat against the edge of your block. You've got that beautiful half moon there. So make sure that your arms are completely parallel like train tracks, and you're going to really press the forearms down. As you press the forearms down, the pads of the fingers engage. You've got your shoulders over your elbows and you're lifting out of that space. You're doing the same action again, down and back with the shoulders wrapping around. And then when you're ready, tuck your toes under and maintain that stability in your shoulder girdle. Keep that length there. Keep the face nice and soft. You can let your head just release kind of forwards and down, not straining your neck initially now by kind of looking forwards towards your fingers. Just allow your head just to relax. From here, taking that dolphin movement, downward dog legs. If you want to, you can walk the legs in a little bit towards your face. Keep lifting those shoulders up into the back. Maintain that stability. Don't sink down and don't shift the shoulders back and forth. If you would like to, you can reach up to the sky with one leg. Spread out the toes. And with the other leg. Lowering down first of all. And with the other leg, taking it up there. Great. And as you progress with this practice, you might want to consider taking this towards the wall. And when you feel able to, you might eventually take yourself into Pinchamayurasana, the full arm balance. But for now, just be happy with where we are. Strong shoulders, open heart. Wonderful. Bring yourself down. And as you come down, you can crisscross your shins, rock yourself down onto your sit bones, and extend the legs out ahead of you. From here, we're going to bend our right knee and step the right foot to the outside of the left leg. You can leave the left leg where it is, or swing the heel around to the outside of the right hip. Take the right hand behind you. Reach the left hand up to the sky as you inhale. As you exhale, hooking the elbow to the outside of the right knee and bringing the hands together in prayer position in front of the heart. So we're in a seated spinal twist, but with hands in namaste. As you inhale, let's take the right hand back behind us. Revolve the heart, look towards the back thumb. And as you exhale, pulse the hands back together, namaste. Inhale, reach the hand back. And exhale, namaste. Inhale, open the heart space by reaching with the back arm. And exhale. So coming back to center. Bring the hands around to the left side of your mat. Lift the hips up. And you're going to travel all the way around, walking the hands and the feet until you sit back down, facing the front of your mat again. And as you sit, you miraculously find that your left leg is on the top, your right heel moving around towards the outside of the left hip. If that's too intense, of course, with that lower hip and or knee, just extend that right leg forwards. Take the left hand behind the left hip. Reach the right hand up to the sky as you inhale. And as you exhale, hook the elbow over the knee and bring the hands to namaste in front of the heart. Take an in-breath, reach back through the back fingers, turn to face the fingers, and exhale, hands to namaste. Inhale, opening, and exhale, back to center. Inhale, and exhale. Wonderful. We're not going to do that little exchange to this side. So just gently rotating the heart space forwards. Extending the legs ahead, you can give them a little roll around and then bringing yourself into a comfortable seated position. We're going to close our shoulder and arm practice today by focusing on the heart space. So get yourself centered and comfortable. If it's more appropriate for you to lie down, feel free to do that also. But just getting yourself steady and relaxed. Well, now you've got yourself comfortable, you've made any subtle adjustments to your clothing and your posture so you can sit or lie comfortably. Just let your hands either rest on your lap if you're seated or if you're lying down, just taking the arms a short distance away from the torso with the palms facing up. Bring awareness to the navel center. Direct your breath there. Feeling the rise and fall. Watching each rhythmic cycle, the ebb and flow of your energy. And as you next inhale, imagine a beautiful golden light and spreading across the entire navel center. Exhaling, feeling that warmth spreading across your belly. As you inhale, move that golden light, move the awareness from the navel up to the heart, like a comet trailing golden light behind it. Allow this radiant, warm energy to pool inside the heart. And with your awareness on the heart space now, see that golden color around the heart slowly changing from gold to a lush, vibrant green. Imagine this green energy beginning to expand the heart. The heart color, the green, becoming more intense as you inhale. The color softening as you exhale. The heart being nourished and purified with each breath. This revitalizing energy being carried from the heart via the blood to infuse every cell of your body mind. The whole body being renewed and replenished with healing energy. Allow yourself to open to this flow, to be nourished. Receive with joy. Let yourself blossom and bloom. For as long as serves you. Namaste.